Chaperone, 99.7 DJX. Recently, she was doing a set there and paused her performance to call out fans in the audience's exes by reading their names and bad behavior out loud, and then would boo them.
Oh, no.
First ex's name is Pim. He only knew how to use his fingers to play video games.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Last one. Save the worst for last, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh.
One. Hooked up with my mom. They are all in the crowd tonight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did not see that coming.
No.
Oh,
and then said, they're all in the crowd.
Oh. Was everyone aware of that?
And then
the parties involved, were they all aware, or was that new information for somebody?
I don't know.
Oh,
but yeah, then, you know, she just went back to her set and continued on and just...
Oh, wow.
Oh, goodness. What a way to get exposed, if that was the case, right?
Yikes.
But yeah, so I thought it might be kind of fun. Put your ex on blast. What did your ex do? If you want to say a first name, go ahead. If you want to keep them anonymous, that's fine too. But yeah. We'd like to hear and let you unload your feelings about an ex in the past.
I've done it time and time again with my prom date from high school, Troy Mick. He doesn't know how famous he is in Louisville, Kentucky for being a big jerk.
I was going to say, if Troy ever came to Louisville or moved here and, you know, tried to get a job.
Even passed through town.
Even passed through town,
uh-huh.
and said his uh-huh. name to anyone, they would be like,
"I would expect anyone to be like, oh,
either Troy that, Mick, huh? either that, or just like, your name sounds familiar. Are you sure I don't know you? Like, no, I've never been to Louisville.
Mm.
Interesting. But for some reason, the name sounds familiar. I've heard it before.
Does it stick with me? Yeah.
So yeah, putting your exes on blast. We'll do it coming up next. Putting your exes on blast. That's what we're doing. Savannah says his name was Kyle.
Oh boy.
And he was he was the mouth breather.
Oh gosh.
He was sweet, but the man breathed like a pug in a sauna. I tried to sleep next to that for 4 months.
Listen, Kyle can't control that. Oh wow. That is sad.
Aww.
And a little savage. Danielle, my ex, we'll call him Brandon.
Okay.
Was a brunch ruiner. He would order for me at restaurants without asking. And once I said I wanted waffles, and he looked the waiter dead in the eye and said, she'll have the egg white omelet.
Oh.
Boy, no, she won't. Okay. He deserves that a little bit. Sounds like a control freak. We let her order her own breakfast.
Yeah, she knows what she wants.
Exactly.
Danielle knows what she wants. Dave said, I had an ex, Derek, who was a little too into his Jeep. The man washed and waxed his Jeep 3 times a week, but didn't own a bed frame. Priorities, my guy.
Yep. Okay. All right. Laura says, Troy.
Was it Troy Mick?
Another Troy. Uh-huh.
Right.
Was classically still in love with his ex. I found out he was writing poetry for someone named Carly. Spoiler, I am not Carly.
Oh!
Oh! Seems to be similar qualities with people named Troy.
Jen texted us, said, my ex, Paul, dated him for 6 months. He neglected to tell me that he had a girlfriend of 3 years. Yes, folks.
Oh,
I was dumb. Went back thinking now that we were on the same page.
Nope, not the same page. I'm not down with that.
No, no, no.
Oh, goodness. That's not going to get old at all.
Yeah.
Your little sound effect is not gonna wear thin at all.
Listen, we're putting exes on blast. We need sound effects, Kelly.
Jennifer, I had been dating my ex, James, for a year when his niece started calling him daddy. Guess what? She wasn't wrong.
Wait, talk to me like I'm five. Wait,
he was lying. That was not his niece. It was his daughter.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, that's my niece.
Nope. That's your daughter.
My niece is just over a lot.
Why are we lying about that?
Yeah, why?
Wow.
Dang. All right. Chris said my ex Danny cheated with me on my
cheated on me with my cousin.
Yeah. Said still not over this one. At Thanksgiving, literally, I walked in on them in the laundry room while the turkey was still in the oven. Let's just say we're not on speaking
turkey was getting
terms.
Basted in
about a year. Oh, no. Oh, man. We're putting exes on blast.
It's worse when it's a family member. Like, that's awkward. Oh, not good.
Yeah, really. Really.
Lisa, my ex turned into my ex when I found out he was running a small identity theft ring.
What?
Wow. I only found out because he asked me to, quote, hold a printer and 27 fake driver's licenses.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Hey, what are we doing with this?
What are all these?
What's going on with this?
What's happening here? What's happening here?
Okay.
All right.
I'm on board with putting everybody on blast, but poor Kyle. I still feel bad about Kyle. Kyle can't control.
Oh, the mouth breather?
He can't control that.
Hey, Kelly.
No.
Would you want to to a movie?
No, I feel like he's a snorer. She said I slept next to that for 4 months.
Oh, well.
I think it was just a snoring problem.
By the way, I that just made me lightheaded.
See, I know. But again, poor Kyle.
All right.
He's going to be perfect for somebody.